Lord, we stand forgiven in Christ. Let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 39. Genesis, chapter 39. This chapter begins with Joseph in Egypt. Back in chapter 37, we noted that he had a prophetic dream about the future, and he shared that dream with his brothers, and out of envy they sold him into slavery to a group of Ishmaelites that brought him down to Egypt. And this is where we find him in chapter 39. I'd like for us to read verses 1 and 2, Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 and 2, and then we will pray. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Let's bow for prayer. O God, we are so thankful of the reminder that in Christ we are forgiven. And Lord God, I pray there are some in our midst this morning that have yet to have that assurance in a very personal way. I pray that this will be the day of that assurance. And Lord God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be our teacher this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. So the chapter begins with, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt. I'd like for you to climb into Joseph's skin for a moment. How do you think he feels at this moment? What do you think he's thinking? What is he saying to himself? Maybe he's saying to himself, I did not choose to be here. In fact, I don't want to be here. It's not fair that I'm here in Egypt. Or maybe he's saying to himself, in God's providence, I'm here. And it will be all good. Because God is good all the time. Maybe you find yourself in Egypt right now. And you're saying to yourself, I don't want to be here. I didn't choose to be here. It's not fair that I'm here. But in turn, maybe we should be preaching to ourselves, well, in God's providence, in God's will, I'm here. And God is good all the time. See, there are times that you and I find ourselves in situations that we would rather not be in. We can all think of times that we can shout from the rooftop, well, I'm glad I'm here at this time. And we have those moments from time to time. But yet also, as part of the Christian life, from time to time we find ourselves in Egypt. Not where we want to be. We, like Joseph, have been brought down to Egypt. And we might be tempted to cry out, Lord, I didn't choose to be here. I don't want to be here. And it's not fair that I'm here at this time. Egypt is a fitting picture of the world. But may I submit to you, it's also a fitting picture of being where we don't belong or where, from time to time, we don't want to be. Is that where you are at this time? Where you are saying to yourself, or maybe you've been courageous enough to say to God, Lord, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in this situation. I didn't choose to be here. Why am I here? This is not where I want to be. I want to go home. Egypt is not home for me. Maybe you are feeling this way on a very personal level for some reason. Maybe it's in relation to your work, your situation at work, where you're crying out, Lord, I'm in Egypt. I didn't choose to be here. I don't want to be here. Please send me home from this situation. Maybe it's in connection to your studies, I don't know. But I trust that you get my point that Joseph does not want to be in Egypt. He is in Egypt against his will. And maybe he was tempted to say to himself, well, I didn't choose to be here. I don't want to be here. It's not fair that I'm here. Maybe he was tempted to make such statements, but I would submit to you, my friend, based upon the passage of Scripture, that Joseph, though young in age, was very mature in mind, and he understood that in God's providence, God has led him down to Egypt. Egypt is always down. God had led him down to Egypt, and God is good, and God is good all the time. Joseph was brought down to Egypt against his will. And maybe you're feeling like, against my will, I am in Egypt. I didn't choose this. I had nothing to do with this. Why am I here? I don't want to be here. Please, Lord, take me home. But my friend, may I submit to you that when we find ourselves in Egypt, God has a purpose. Now, I'm not talking about walking into Egypt, into the world, based upon wrong choices. That's not the kind of Egypt I'm referring to. I'm talking about this application of Egypt where you have been taken against your will. It's out of your control. You find yourself in a place, in a situation, and you really don't want to be there. And we see that Joseph had a right mindset. What can we learn from Joseph that will help us during those times of life where we find ourselves that we have not gone down to Egypt, we've been brought down to Egypt? How can we be triumphant in Egypt? What did God do in Joseph's life while he was down in Egypt? What will God do for us if we honor him while we are in Egypt? Let's study. Let's learn. We don't read from this passage of Scripture that Joseph complains, do we? Well, not in my Bible translation. That's why I use the King James Bible. I don't read that he complains. I don't read that he whinges. Zilch. We just read that he is brought down to Egypt. He is sold to Potiphar, who is an officer of Pharaoh. In fact, he is a very, very important person, Potiphar. The Bible teaches us in verse 1, please note, he is captain of the guard. In other words, Potiphar is in charge of security for Pharaoh. What a position! This is no ordinary bloke. This man is very, very high up. He is in charge of security for the most powerful man in Egypt. He is the captain of the guard. He is in charge of security. And Joseph, not out of coincidence, but in God's providence, he could have been sold to anybody. The Ishmaelites couldn't care less who they sold him to, as long as they got the right money. That's all they were concerned about. But in God's providence, Potiphar was after a personal assistant, and in God's providence, Joseph is that man. The providence of God is evident here. And I have no doubt in my mind that because Joseph had a right spirit while he was in Egypt, God blessed him. And my friend, for you and I that know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, it's not what happens to you, it's what happens within you that really matters at the end of the day. And all things do work together for good. And God is in control. God never loses control of anything. And while Joseph was making his way down to Egypt, all along God was in control. God was determined to be glorified. And because Joseph had a right spirit, note then verse number 2, verse 1, and the Lord was with Joseph. The reality of God's presence was evident in the life of Joseph. When a person receives the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, the Bible teaches us that person is indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. And the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit of God can empower and strengthen that individual. But I'm afraid that for many of God's people, the Holy Spirit is not allowed to do his work of strengthening us and guiding us and teaching us because the Spirit of God is grieved. Please note there in Ephesians chapter 4, please. Go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30. The Word of God teaches, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So the presence of God's Spirit in the life of a believer is the assurance of our salvation. God gives us of His Spirit, the blessed Holy Spirit. He indwells us and wants to empower us, and we as God's people need to be careful lest we grieve Him. The word grieve means to sadden, to cause to weep. And the average child of God is causing the Spirit of God to grieve, to be sad, because of disobedience, because of wrong reactions. Also note then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Please, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse number 19. Quench not the Spirit. Quench. Extinguish not the work of the Spirit. Don't extinguish the power of the Spirit in your life through sin. Whether it be a sin of the tongue, whether it be a sin of action, or whether it be a sin of the mind and attitude. And if you go back to Genesis chapter 39, verse number 2, it reads, "And the Lord was with Joseph." In other words, the reality of God's presence was evident in the life of Joseph. Joseph did not quench. Joseph did not grieve God in his life. I don't believe that Joseph for a moment whinged or complained. But he received with thanksgiving where God had him, and therefore he warranted God's blessing upon him. And even though he was in Egypt against his will, even though it wasn't his choice to be in this situation, he was triumphant while in Egypt. And beloved, for you and I as God's people, it's so critically important if we find ourselves being brought down to Egypt. I'm not talking about going to Egypt. That's going into the world. You've been brought down to Egypt. In other words, you are in a situation, whether it be on a personal level, whether it be on a family level, whether it be in a work level, study level, whatever it might be, you are in a situation in your life and you're saying to yourself, I don't want to be here. Beloved, it's so important that you and I respond correctly. And by responding correctly, we'll have the reality of God's presence within our lives. And therefore, we can be triumphant. Note then, verse number 2, it reads, "And the Lord was with Joseph." See, Joseph had the assurance of God's presence. God promises us that He will never leave us, even when we find ourselves in Egypt. Even when we've been brought down to Egypt, even when we find ourselves in situations that we don't want to be in, even then, God is present. God has not forsaken us. In fact, in Proverbs 15:3 it reads, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and beholding the good." See, Joseph had a right attitude because Joseph had the assurance of God's presence in his life. Even though he was brought down to Egypt against his will, even though it wasn't his choice to be there, understood that God is still present. The Lord Jesus said, "I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth, end of the world." The assurance of God's presence gives us the assurance that God is watching over us. It also gives us the assurance, God's presence gives us the assurance that not only is God watching over us, God's presence guarantees that God will protect us. God's protection. Note there in Isaiah, please, chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54. Look at verse number 17. Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. What a wonderful passage that confirms the fact that God will protect his people. And Joseph was able to be triumphant, be victorious, be spiritually successful in Egypt, though he was brought to Egypt against his own will, because Joseph had the assurance of God's presence, and with the assurance of God's presence comes the assurance that God is watching over us and God will protect us. So no doubt Joseph was very careful and was cautious. And Joseph honored the Lord because the Bible teaches us, and the Lord was with Joseph. Joseph did not grieve his God. And I'm afraid that many of us as God's people, from time to time, we find that we have been brought down to Egypt, so to speak. We're in a situation where we don't want to be, and we fail to acknowledge my God is still here, and my God is still watching over me, and my God will still protect me. The Lord is with me, just like the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord is with you if you find yourself in Egypt against your will. The assurance of God's presence means that God was watching over Joseph. And as the book of Isaiah teaches, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. No ill will God allow. No accusation that is made against you will prevail. God promises to protect his people. Provided the Lord is with us, provided we are not grieving him, provided we are filled with the Spirit of God and maintaining a rightful spirit, God forbid lest we grieve and quench the Spirit. We are so prone to whinge and complain, are we not? Don't you think Joseph deserved to whinge? Yes or no? Of course he did. 17-year-old little bloke. What did he do wrong? Well, he just shared with his big brothers what God was doing. He didn't poke fun at his big brothers. What does he get for that? He gets sold into slavery. Now he's miles and miles away from family, in a foreign land he's never been to. He's got no friends. The only possessions he has is what's on him. But oh, he has God. The Lord was with him. And my friend, if you find that you've been brought down to Egypt, may I encourage you, God is with you. God is watching over you. God will protect you. The assurance of God's presence. And with that assurance comes the assurance that God will prosper us. Note there in verse number 2, please, of Genesis 39, that it goes on to read, "And he was a prosperous man, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man." Who was the prosperous man? Joseph was. Why was Joseph prosperous? Because God was with him. He lived in the reality of the presence of God. It didn't grieve, it didn't quench the presence of God in his life. God blessed him. God was in control. He was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. So while he was serving in Potiphar's house, the Egyptian, a true blue Egyptian, not a foreigner. That's why he's mentioned here, the Egyptian, an Egyptian, an Egyptian. This Potiphar was the real McCoy. He was an Egyptian through and through. He was a national. No wonder he's in charge of security for Pharaoh. He has a heart for his nation. And it's within the house of Potiphar that God blesses Joseph. God prospered Joseph as he served Potiphar. Joseph had no choice but to depend upon the Lord. And may I submit to you, my friend, that maybe, the reason why God has brought you down to Egypt, because he wants you, yes, you, to look up. Joseph had no contact with family, am I right or not? Didn't have a mobile plan? Didn't have an email address? No contact? In fact, as far as his father knew, he was dead. So had nobody worrying about him. Joseph could only look up. And beloved, listen to me. The reason why, from time to time, God brings us down to Egypt, because he wants us to acknowledge his presence and be reminded that God is real, God is watching over us, God will protect us, and as we honor him, God will prosper us. But we need to depend upon our God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." And it could well be, my friend, that God has brought you down to Egypt. "Oh, but Pastor, I don't want to be here." I know you don't want to be there. But could it be that God has you there for a reason, that you might look up and depend upon him? And as God prospered Joseph, so God will prosper you in some way. See, God had a purpose for Joseph. Now we know that, don't we? Because we've read the back of Genesis. We know there's a happy ending. That's why it's a great story to read, isn't it? All good stories have a happy ending. Yeah. God meant it for good. And Romans chapter 8, let's read it one more time. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. This is bedrock stuff. Romans 8, 28. You won't progress in the Christian life unless you settle this issue once and for all. And you and I, by faith, believe the scriptures. Look at this. And we know. And we know, we have the assurance that all things work together for good to them that what? Love God. Not whinge and complain and question the goodness of God. But while we are in Egypt, we love God. We love Him with all of our heart and being. That's all that we can do. We love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. See, God had a purpose for Joseph, did He not? And God was going to use this experience being brought down to Egypt to preserve a people, to ultimately build a nation from which the Savior will come into the world. Are you saying that God had a purpose for Joseph and God doesn't have a purpose for you and I? Oh, Pastor, we would never say that. No, but we often think that. Talk to me. Oh, good for Joseph. God brought good out of Joseph's life, but not me. Come on, talk to me. You know it's true. But the same God that overruled and watched over Joseph is your God. He is my God. And if you've been brought down to Egypt, beloved, love Him. Love the Lord. God has a purpose. God has a purpose. God prospered him. Note then verses 3 and 4. And his master saw, this is a wonderful little statement here, back in Genesis 39, verse number 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. Potiphar could see God all over Joseph. God gave Joseph a position of influence in Potiphar's house. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Potiphar could see that God was all over Joseph and whatever Joseph touched turned to gold. Gold, not just silver, gold. Everything Joseph touched turned to gold. God's all over this bloke. God is over this man. And my friend, if you and I find ourselves in Egypt, may we know the reality of God's presence. May we acknowledge His presence and His protection and His watchful eye, and God is purposeful. And may the Potiphar that rules over us see that God is over us. And then we read in verse number 4, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and note, and made him overseer over his house. Joseph became literally Potiphar's personal assistant. He was in charge over Potiphar's house. I'm not exactly sure the extent of what that means, but obviously he was a position of authority and a privileged position. And note at the end of verse 4 it reads, and all that he had he put into his hand. Wow, what trust. What trust. Hey, this is a 17-year-old kid. Are you awake this morning? We're talking about a little teeny bopper. 17-year-old kid. sold into slavery, lands a job in Potiphar's household, and Potiphar sees God all over this fella, and he puts him in charge over his household. That's amazing. This is not a 60-year-old mature man. This is a 17-year-old teenager. Yeah. But because God was over him, because God's presence was evident in his life, God blessed him. God prospered him. Potiphar had complete trust in Joseph, that Joseph would take care of his best interests. See, my friend, when we honour the Lord and do our part, God will do his part. Now, this is not where Joseph wanted to be. Would you agree with that? This is not where Joseph wanted to be. But God was with him. And Joseph honoured the Lord. And because Joseph honoured the Lord, God prospered him. God blessed him. So while Joseph was in Egypt, he was blessed because God was with him. And my friend, maybe your Egypt is your studies, it's your work, it's a stage in life, a relationship, a particular burden that you bear at this time. Hey, Joseph was successful, Joseph was triumphant in Egypt because he acknowledged God's presence in his life. The Lord was with Joseph. And Potiphar could see God is all over this man. And therefore Potiphar gives complete trust. I mean, how much can you trust a teenager? He gives him complete trust. This is the gentleman in charge of security for Pharaoh. This is a big boy. This is a mover and shaker within Egypt. And he gives charge to his household, over all of his household, to a 17-year-old teenager. Oh, he's no ordinary teenager. This young man has the anointing of God upon his life. He hasn't grieved, hasn't quenched God in his life. I believe he accepted the fact that in God's providence, God has brought him down to Egypt for a reason. And he manifested that there in Genesis chapter 50, where he said to his own flesh and blood, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." So my friend, this morning, when we find ourselves in Egypt, is that where you are at? I'm not talking about going down to Egypt, going into the world. You deserve to be in pain. Yes, you do. You deserve to be miserable. Yes, you do. May I remind you, the way of the transgressor is hard. Yes, it is. Oh, Pastor, it's not at the moment. Oh, it will be. Mark my words. I'm not talking about going down to Egypt, going into the world. I'm talking about when you and I, against our will, have been brought down to Egypt. And as we acknowledge him, God will prosper us. And the evidence of God will be evident. in our lives if we'll acknowledge our God. My friend, if you find yourself in Egypt at this time, you've been brought down to Egypt, let me encourage you with the assurance of God's presence, that God is watching over you, God will protect you. And just like God prospered Joseph, God will prosper you as you depend upon Him. God has a purpose in sending you down to Egypt for a time. But we need to acknowledge God's presence, because God will work. See, God is working from and for eternity. And sometimes God has to allow us to be taken down to Egypt in order to do a greater work. And maybe you have been brought down to Egypt. Let me encourage you to acknowledge the Lord. And God will prosper you, and it will be evident to others that God's grace is upon you. For the Bible teaches us, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and Potiphar made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. Wow, that's amazing. It's amazing what God might do in your life if you're just honoring Him, if you find yourself in Egypt against your will. Let's bow for prayer.